Now for the top news stories in education from home and abroad, I'm Hamilton Brown. The University Council of Jamaica is seeking to improve the overall service quality of the nation's tertiary institutions. The UCJ, in celebrating its 12th annual Quality Assurance in Tertiary Education Week, has held several workshops, one of which was held here in Mandeville. The theme for the week is enhancing and sustaining a quality culture, preparing for institutional accreditation. Vice President of Commission on Institutions for Higher Education at the New England Association of Schools and Colleges in the U.S., Dr. Carolyn Anderson, says accreditation demands quality reassurance. She adds that persons who have invested time and money into institutions only expect high-quality service.
Accreditation is a voluntary process. No one is forcing an institution to become accredited. But on the other hand, accreditation is expected. It's expected from the public, it's expected from the government, it's expected from people providing funding to institutions. Anybody that is an external constituent expects a high-quality institution, and accreditation is that stamp of approval. Not only in Jamaica, but globally.
Dr. Anderson pointed out that when parents or stakeholders invest in sending a child to a particular institution, that institution must prove its worth.
So an accredited institution gives that person who doesn't know the institution that feeling of comfort and confidence that if they send their child there or if they go there, if they associate with that institution, it meets a set of standards.
Vice President of Commission on Institutions for Higher Education at the NEASC in the U.S., Dr. Carolyn Anderson.